Out of sight, it's out of sight, it's out of sight, it's gone. The galaxy is wrong. This portion of programming on KFJC is made possible in part by Amoeba Music, an independent music store. Amoeba Music features new and used vinyl, CDs, DVDs, Blu-rays, posters, and books, plus live in-store shows, DJ sets, and signing events. Amoeba Music's two Bay Area locations are Amoeba San Francisco on Haight Street near Stan Yan and Amoeba Berkeley on Telegraph Avenue at Haight Street, on the web at amoeba.com.
Outlook. I am Fox Populi, along with KFJC's latest crop of sugar snacks.
At least some of these men are well-dressed.
The Cinematic Orchestra, Emmett's, the Regency Ballroom, Friday, November 22nd.
Otto von Schirach scrambles eggs at UC Theater, Saturday, November 23rd.
The Spinners entwine Yoshis, Saturday and Sunday, November 23rd and 24th.
Psychotic Pineapple will rum punch and eat your grandmother for lunch at the Ivy Room, Sunday, November 24th.
Joanna Newsom gets gruesome at the Herbst Theater, Monday and Tuesday, November 25th and 26th.
CCR Head Cleaner and Bronze flock to the Knockout, Saturday, November 30th.
Hieroglyphics, Stony Hawk, and Rap Noir embalm the UC Theatre Thursday, December the 5th.
High on Fire, Power Trip, Devil Master, and Creeping Death will eventually meet you at UC Theatre Friday, December 6th.
Lifios and Expressions demonstrate what five fingers say to the faith at Slim's Saturday, December 7th.
X and the Blasters keep you up past your bedtime at the Independent Monday, December 9th to Wednesday, December 11th.
Mulata Astake immigrates into the UC Theater Friday and Saturday, December 20th and 21st. The Concert Outlook is a presentation of the KFJC Promotions Department and airs daily at 5:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. It can also be found online at kfjc.org. For the Concert Outlook, Fox Populi, and the Sugar Snacks, I'm Caddy.
Gray here with the Concert Outlook tag, which just has one show for tomorrow, Wednesday, November 20th. Crocodiles and Death Valley Girls have feeding time at the chapel. That's tomorrow night, and we move on to the entertainment calendar. Entirely Naked at actually just meaning there's no bed music. So hold on a second. Ah, there you go. All right. Entertainment calendar for Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. Up in the North Bay, Chastity are at the DNA Lounge, Plain White Tees at the Fillmore, the Get Up Kids, Kevin, Divine and the Whiffs are at the Great American Music Hall, Slow Phase, Black Moon and the Milk Riot are at the Knockout, Duke Ross is at Slim's, and at the Chapel tonight, Elephant Stone, Frankie and the Witchfingers. Cross to the East Bay, and in the Ivy Room tonight, Katie, Kufel and Girl Blue, Big Freedia, Low Cut, Connie and Boyfriend are at the UC Theatre. And at the Golden Bull, it's Cellar Door, Stress Dreams and Hot Salt. And down here, south-south-south-ish, at the Blue Lagoon this evening, Ryan, Chris and the Rough Cuts. And down at the Crepe Place in Santa Cruz, Space Heater. How wonderfully appropriate for my space-themed show this afternoon. It's Earl Grey's Guide to the Galaxy. And, of course, we're enjoying a little bit of Doctor Who theme music here. Before that, we heard From Bail to Space, from their Photon release, and Noch en Raum Spatzel Bitter. Terminal Cheesecake did Herbal Spaceflight from the King of All Spaceheads release. $2 Guitar from their Train Song CD and Silver Meteor. Second selection from the Pink Floyd album Umma Gumma. Two Pink Floyds in one show. You get shot for doing that normally. And we heard Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun, the live version thereof, and started out the set with War, title track from their Galaxy release. I think that was mid-70s-ish. And I can't see because it's worn off. Never mind. So Earl Grey here till 6, and then Earl Grey steps in at 6 to do the From the Vault until 7. Wow. It's Klaatu on KFGC. It's a little quiet at the beginning.
Planetary craft. ability to form and transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate, together that's the way to send the message we declare.
Take away forever.
KFJC and Starship Trooper from the Yes album, their third album, 71, I think. Anyway, that wraps things up for Earl Grey's Guide to the Galaxy, space-related music for 4 hours with some Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy thrown in for good measure. Before that final track, and yes, those who are familiar with that and were listening in stereo, there's definitely something a bit weird with the wiring here because Steve Howe's guitar was not bouncing between the two channels like I remember it should, so I'm going to have a little look into that. Space Oddity by David Bowie before then, a different version. Don't know too much about it. It's just the B-side of a single that came out in 1980, I think. Yeah. So, that was interesting. And started that set off with Klaatu, the band that everyone thought was the Beatles back in the 70s. Canadian gentleman. And the Mellotron dripping calling occupants of interplanetary craft. I was so tempted to play the Carpenters version, but had to go with that one.